95.7 The Hog, Daytona's rock station. It's Friday. It's Morning Hog Happy Hour. I'm Riggs. That's Steve. That beard is right below Josh from SR Parrot in the Morning Hog Broom Review. Good morning, buddy.
How are you? I'm good.
Crowd was a little late getting in there to applaud for you, but I'm glad that you got in and got settled up because you have a lot of beverages for us to try today.
I do.
And it looks all new to me.
Kind of.
Yeah, okay.
One is definitely new. The other one has a couple new beers in a variety.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we like variety, so let's start splashing.
So I actually have some beer today.
Okay. Love it. Thank you. Thank you very much. I needed a beer today.
So I have Sam Adams Summer Variety Pack.
All right.
Four different beers.
Okay.
Three of them you probably haven't tried.
Okay.
And one you definitely have. So we're going to start with one you definitely have, which is their Summer Ale.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember a few years ago, they actually reformulated the Summer Ale. Made it a little brighter, I guess you could say.
Okay.
A little bit more citrusy. Made it more of a summer type of beer, you know?
I don't mind that they tinker with the formula a little bit.
Well, I mean, it was 20 years plus running. So for them to change some stuff up, probably they had some internal, arguments. But
yeah. There's probably a board meeting.
Where they landed.
A lot of fist pounding. Mm. And then they were like, let's just drink.
Yes. I like that.
Oh, hey, what's up, Summer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
So,
yes, please.
When you think of a summer, you know, shandy kind of hits your mind. This isn't a shandy. This is a summer beer. So, it is definitely beer with a little bit of citrus in there.
Yes.
Really nice, easy drinking. I think it's 5.3% alcohol.
Right.
Something you can do all day long.
That's
but
really
with the variety pack, you get to do some other ones, too.
Yeah, you get to go around. This does feel like maybe you had floated not an orange, something.
A lemon.
A lemon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get a little bit more of a lemon citrus.
When's the last time you popped a lemon in your beer there, Steve?
I don't know the last time I popped a lemon in my beer, but I do know the last time I swam in a lemon-scented inner tube.
That's right. It was like... It was
a
like,
lemon-scented inner tube?
Yeah, he did that. He did that.
Right, I'm going to pop this beer, and you're going to talk about that for like half a second, because what point are you smelling the inner tube?
So there's a lazy river...
When they told me it smelled like lemons.
Right. That's fair.
Right. Tell the story real quick. Give it a quick story.
Okay, we were at their hotel at Universal Islands of Adventure.
Okay.
And... At our hotel, there's a lazy river. So, naturally, I want to get lazy and hang out in the river. Because of COVID recently, you had to buy one or bring it with you.
Yeah.
You couldn't just rent it. So, they had three options. Two that were regular. One that smelled like lemons.
All right, so you go.
I said, 100%. Give me the lemon-scented inner tube.
That is a fair...
Why not?
Yeah.
And here's the most important part of the story. As he's floating down the lazy river, a dude kind of catches up to him and says,
let me smell your tube, bro.
That happened.
Because they're like, I smell a bunch of fruit. It smells like oranges around here. I said, it's my tube that smells.
It's my tube.
Got a little
so,
story.
Speaking of lemon.
Yes.
Next up, we have Sam Adams Porch Rocker,
ooh,
which is their lemon rattler.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, like I said, the last beer wasn't a shandy or rattler. This one is. So, you're going to get a little bit more lemon flavor.
Yes.
Lower ABV on this one. I believe it's 4.5%.
But maybe
like
even
that.
A sweeter lemon than the little spike that you had in that last one. This is a nice.
I like that.
It's like lemon candy. Like lemon heads before
like
you
lemon
get to
heads
the core.
Right before you get to that sour.
Yeah.
You know? Mm.
Cheers. This one's good.
So, Porch Rocker is available in six packs by itself out in our market.
Okay.
So, if you give this variety pack a shot and you really like Porch Rocker, you can go out there and grab a six pack by itself. Same with the Summer Ale, six packs and 12 packs.
Yeah, this is not work. This is not a. Don't let the terms throw you off. Shandy or what, rattler or whatever.
Think more of the Porch Rocker. You're sitting on the porch
that's
in
right.
a rocking chair.
Yeah, that's right.
Easy going.
Actually, and if you get your arm just right, you can just spill it in your mouth, right?
Exactly.
See, I'm finished. It's empty. Pour me. What else we got?
So I've tried those two. I haven't tried the next two. So the next one is Tropical Wheat Ale.
Oh.
I believe you can only find this in the variety packs. So definitely in our area, only in the variety packs.
Oh, I like this a lot.
Sounds exotic.
By the way, first timer for all three of us. Is it going right
you don't
there?
Really think of Sam Adams as a wheat beer, typically. You know, they have their Boston Lager and
Cherry.
Okay.
My favorite.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to revise my statement there.
Ooh.
Cherry wheat. The Summer Ale is a citrus wheat, so I'm going to revise my statement.
It's understandable, though. All right.
Yeah, it's a tropical wheat ale, so you're going to get a little bit more of those tropical flavors. Again, it's a summer variety pack, so you want that citrus. You want.
Oh, boy. No, put me on an island right now. I'll go to Disappearing Island and drink this.
Go.
I don't care. I don't mind.
What happens if you go to Disappearing Island and it disappears? Are you stuck?
Yeah, you're like a Bermuda
Triangle. You're out in the freaking river.
Are you?
Bermuda Triangle. You just pop out in like Oregon or something.
That would pique my anxiety. Just thinking about going out there.
Yeah, you better hope it doesn't go above 6 feet. Or however tall you are.
I think we established I'm 6'7".
Why is he
6'7"?
Why is he sizing you up all of a sudden?
I don't know.
It's kind of weird. I think we got a break coming up.
That's why I don't stand up on the show.
By the way, we'll measure each other later in the show. It'll be great. This is great, though. This is, again, not it's complex for sure because you're trying to sort out those
tropical flavors. Overbearing.
Yeah, I like this.
Yeah, your summer beers, you don't want them to be heavy. You don't want them to be work, like you said earlier.
Yeah.
I want to be able to sip that beer, not really think about it, enjoy some good flavors. But this is so good, dude.
This is so necessary. I've not had a drink all week. This is a great, you're really helping out, Josh.
So here's another one I haven't heard of. It's their Beach Session IPA.
Oh. Well, oddly enough, there's a beach really close to us, so this is perfect.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right.
So this guy's going to clock in at 4.7%.
Okay. Ooh. Clearly, the geniuses at Sam Adams know what's going on here in Daytona Beach and surrounding areas. We are always looking for another beach session.
It says crisp and tropical. Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, this is really good.
So you're getting a little grapefruit on this one?
Yeah. Yeah.
It not almost bitey. Not bitey. Has an IPA ring to it.
Yes, it is an IPA.
Oh,
it's a session, so you're getting a little less.
Oh, I was going to say, dang, this tastes like an IPA. I thought you were doing all the. Sorry.
No, you're good, because that's good, because you're not getting that super heavy hop punch. It's definitely there right up front. You're getting some hop bitterness.
I smell
it. But it's sessionable, so it's something, again, you're not having to work at it.
Yes.
You're going to put these down, no problem, 5%. Easy drinking, again.
The fruity back kind of holds hands with the hops.
It does. They're
like this.
Yes.
They're going together.
Like they're married.
Right. Like, married. Well, I don't, engaged, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to get
tastes like
get
they're married.
I want to get.
Yeah. And on that note.
So, by the way, Steve's the only single one in the room, too, so I think that's why he's saying that. Well, if you want the flavors of relationships and beer, this is a great way to get all four of these flavors in one variety pack, right?
And like I said, it is the summer variety pack, so go out there. If you see it, grab it now, because we'll be getting into fall here shortly.
Yeah. I feel like Sam Adams you can find anywhere, but you can go to srprod.com/beerfinder, right?
Bingo.
Find over here. I found one in my hand. Stick around. One Morning Hog Brew Review coming up on 95.7 The Hog.